नमः विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवं गौरवाणी कृतारिणे निर्वशेष शून्यवादि संस्कृत्यारे कृतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य भवो नित्यानन्द श्रीमद्वैताय राधा श्रीवासदी गौरभक्तवृन्दम् हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे One should distribute Vishnu Prasad to everyone, including the poor man, the blind man, the non-devotee and the non-brahmana. Knowing that Lord Vishnu is very pleased when everyone is sumptuously fed with prasad, the performer of yajna should then take prasad with his friends and relatives.
Osoba treba razdeliti Vishnu prasadu svima, pa tako i siromašnjima, slepima, abaktama ili onima koji nisu brahmani. Znajući da je gospodin Višnu veoma zadovoljan kada je svako obilno nahranjen Višnu prasadom, vršilac jagije treba nakon toga sa prijateljima i rođacima uzeti prasadu. Yes.
There is great potency in each one of the processes in Krishna consciousness.
U svakom od procesa svjesnosti Krišne postoji velika moć.
In fact, each one of those processes is sufficient to elevate the living entity on the spiritual platform.
U stvari svaki od tih procesa je može uzdići živo biće na duhovni nivo.
In the Bhagavad Gita is a statement about the potency of prasad.
U Bhagavad Giti postoji izjava o moći prasada.
Yagya shishta sina santo mucchanto mucchante sarvakil vishai bunyate te Vagham papam yepachantyatma karanat. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prefer food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sins.
Gospodinovi bhakte su oslobođeni od svih vrsta greha jer jedu hranu koja je ponuđena prvo kao žrtvovanje. Drugi koji pripremaju hranu za lično čulno uživanje jedu samo greh.
The devotees of the Lord in fact eat only prasadam.
U stvari gospodinovi bhakte jedu samo prasadam.
And you can see at the back is a whole crew of devotees engaged in preparing that.
I u pozadini možete vidjeti čitavu grupu bhakta koja je angažovana u pripremanju prasadama.
So let us hear today about prasadam.
Danas ćemo slušati o prasadama.
Prasadam is not food of this world.
Prasadam nije hrana ovog sveta.
Because it has first been taken by a personality outside of this world.
Jer ga je prvo uzela osoba koja je izvan ovog sveta.
We might ask ourselves how these potatoes which are purchased in Beograd and put on an altar in Beograd all of a sudden become otherworldly potatoes.
Možemo se zapitati kako ovi krompiri koji su kupljeni u Beogradu i stavljeni na oltar u Beogradu postaju krompiri koji nisu iz ovog sveta.
And the answer is that Krishna, who exists on the transcendental platform, eats them.
Odgovor je da Krishna, koji postoji na duhovnom nivou, ih jede.
On the transcendental platform doesn't necessarily mean he can't be in the material world, which is material.
na transcendentalnom nivou ne znači nužno da on ne može biti u materijalnom svetu koji je materijalan.
It means he exists on the platform of Vishuddha Sattva.
To znači da on postoji na nivou Vishuddha Sattva.
Our existence or the existence of the conditioned soul is based on the material energy.
Naše postojanje ili postojanje uslovljene duše se zasniva na materijalnoj energiji.
Which is limited.
Koja je ograničena.
But Krishna's existence is based on the spiritual energy which is unlimited.
Ali Krishna postojanje se zasniva na duhovnoj energiji koja je neograničena.
For instance, it is no problem for Krishna to be present everywhere at the same time.
Na primjer, za Krishnu ne predstavlja problem da je svuda istovremeno prisutan.
But for us it is impossible.
Ali za nas je to nemoguće.
We need cars and trains and buses to go wherever we need to go.
Da bismo otišli gdje god trebamo ići, potrebni su nam automobili, vozovi,
buses,
autobusi.
To go wherever we need to go. But Krishna is already everywhere.
Ali Krishna je već svuda prisutan.
Because he is on the transcendental platform beyond the laws of nature.
Jer je na transcendentalnom nivou iznad zakona prirode.
So Krishna can accept foodstuffs from any part of the world without having to go into the material world. He exists on the transcendental platform.
Krishna može prihvatiti hranu iz bilo kog dela sveta bez da ulazi u materijalni svet. On postoji na svakom na transcendentalnom nivou.
Even here in this material world, he is always fully on the transcendental platform.
Čak i ovdje u materijalnom svetu, on je potpuno na transcendentalnom nivou.
And he says that by someone who practices bhakti, he can be perceived on this platform.
On kaže da onaj ko praktikuje bhakti može ga opaziti na tom nivou.
When I was in Germany, I was telling the devotees a story from Gaga Samhita to show how potent each one of the processes is.
Kada sam bio u Njemačkoj, ispričao sam baktama priču iz Garga Samhite da bi pokazao kako je svaki od procesa predanog služenja moćan.
And I thought I would also tell you today about this story.
I htio sam i vama da ispričam tu priču danas.
To warm you a little bit up, so to say, because it's so cold and everyone looks a little down in the morning.
Da bih vas malo zagrijao jer je toliko hladno i svi ujutro izgledaju malo skušeno.
Once there was a very sinful king who within his life killed 100 brahmanas like Akrure and 11 pregnant women.
Jednom je živeo jedan vrlo grešni kralj koji je ubio 100 brahmana i 11 trudnih žena.
So at the end of his life, his minister killed him from behind by decapturing him with his sword like a Turk.
Na kraju života njegov ministar ga je ubio s leđa, odsekavši mu glavu kao čuranu.
Yes, like that. So he was brought by the Yamadutas before Yamaraj for judgment.
Yamaduti su ga doveli pred Yamaraja da bi mu on presudio.
And it was decided that he would have to be burnt alive in a hell with boiling oil called Kumbhipaka.
I odlučeno je da bude živ spaljen u paklu u vrelom zavrelom ulju koje se zove Kumbhipaka.
Yes. So when they threw him in, the oil became cool and stopped boiling. And he said very comfortably in this pleasant cool oil.
Kada su ga ubacili u ulje, ono se raskladilo i postalo vrlo prijatno i on je unutra sedeo u tom prijatnom osvežavajućem ulju.
So the Yamaraj and the for Yamaraj and the Yamadutas, a world order broke into pieces.
So Yamaraj i Yamadute su pomislili da se svetski red potpuno poremetio.
The laws were broken.
Zakoni su prekršeni.
It is as if Srinivas would start walking on the ceiling all of a sudden. We all would be very much amazed. What has happened to him after initiation?
To je isto kao kada bi Srinivas počeo da hoda po plafonu i mi bismo bili zapanjeni šta mu se desilo posle inicijacije.
Yes, we would be very much shocked and we would like to know.
Bili bismo jako šokirani i želeli smo da znamo u čemu je stvar.
Because it has never happened before.
Jer se to nikada ranije nije desilo.
So in the same way, Yamaraj and the Yamadutas wanted to know why is the punishment not working? Why is the oil becoming cool?
Na isti način, Yamaraj i Yamadute su htjeli znati zašto kazna ne funkcioniše, zašto to ulje ne deluje kao što treba.
For an answer they had to wait until Vyasadev was coming.
Na odgovor su morali čekati sve dok nije došao Vyasadev.
When Vyasadev came, he gave the answer. He said that at the time when the minister decaptured the body, the king, he fell into drops of tilak.
Kada je Vyasadev došao, on je rekao da kada je ministar odsekao glavu kralju, da je
yes.
Da njegova glava pala u posudu sa tilakom.
See, in the forest where he was killed, there was a brahmana who had made himself tilak. So the drops from that had fallen on the ground and he was falling into that Gopi Chandan.
Na šumi gde je on, gde mu je odsečena glava, na tom mestu, jedan brahmana je bio stavljao tilak i nekoliko kapi je palo na tlo i onda je njegova glava pala na te kapi. Gopi Chandan.
And because this Gopi Chandan comes from the lotus feet of the gopis, therefore he was delivered from all sin.
I pošto taj Gopi Chandan potiče od lotusovih stopala gopija, stoga je bio izbavljen od svih greha.
And therefore he could not be punished in that Kumbhipaka hell.
I stoga nije mogao biti kažnjen u tom paklu Kumbhipaki.
The sinful king had even obtained his spiritual body and went back to Vaikuntha.
Taj grešni kralj je čak dobio svoje duhovno telo i vratio se na Vaikuntu.
This is the potency of one of the many processes which we do, that means here putting tilak on our forehead.
To je moć jednog od mnogih procesa koje mi primenjujemo, a to je stavljanje tilaka na čelo.
Now you might ask, well, if these spiritual processes are so powerful, why is it seen that the devotees are not always experiencing transcendental spiritual ecstasy wherever they are?
Vi možete pitati, ako su svi ti procesi tako moćni, zašto bhakte ne uživaju svuda gde se nalaze transcendentalnu duhovnu ekstazu?
Isn't that the question?
Zato nije dobro pitanje.
We put the tilak on our head.
Mi stavljamo tilak na naše čelo.
And still we sometimes think of leaving Krishna consciousness.
A ipak ponekad mislimo na napuštanje svesnosti Krishne.
Or we eat prasadam.
Ili jedemo prasadam.
And still sometimes our mind is highly infected by material desires.
A ipak ponekad naš um je jako zagađen sa materijalnim željama.
And we don't feel the complete blessing of the spiritual world upon us.
I ne osjećamo na nama potpuni blagoslov duhovnog sveta.
This is the answer is the devotee, the young devotee is separated from Krishna by two things.
Odgovor je da je mladi bhakta odvojen od Krishne sa dve stvari.
And if he learns to overcome these two big walls, he is always with Krishna.
Ako nauči da pređe ta dva velika zida, onda će uvek biti sa Krishnom.
Now I want to ask the devotees here, what do you think do does the devotee have to overcome in order to be always with Krishna?
Htio bih da pitam sada Bhakte, da li znate šta Bhakta treba da prevaziđe da bi uvijek bio sa Krishnom?
So, let us hear from you.
Da čujemo vas.
Do you realize the, do you understand the question first of all?
Da li razumete pitanje?
Da, good. But this is very important. You should all have thousands of answers.
Ovo je veoma važno. Trebate imati uvijek hiljade odgovora.
Molim.
Pride. One should overcome with pride.
To be together with Krishna.
Da bi bio zajedno sa Krishna.
Well, you get half a plate of prasadam this morning.
Ovog jutra dobijaš pola tanjira prasadam.
Bhakta Vladan said the huh?
Bhakta Vladan je rekao
You mean you have to have no mind?
To znači da trebaš da ne trebaš da imaš
Then what will you do?
Ja onda šta ćeš raditi?
Yes?
Material mind.
Material mind.
Yeah?
Može? Yes. The anatta is in the heart, yes. Srinivas, now you must give the good answers.
Prevazit ćemo lažni ja i našu želju da budemo uživalac i kontrolor.
Very good, huh?
Vrlo dobro.
Our Matajis don't say anything?
Matajis ne govore ništa.
I think Mahodari will be able to tell us.
Mislim da Mahodari može da nam kaže.
The question is, what do we have to overcome to be related with Krishna, to be connected with Krishna always.
Pitanje je šta moramo prevazići da bismo uvijek bili povezani s Krishnom.
What's he good? That was said already, yes.
Lažni ja, to je već rečeno.
I think we have already several nice answers. If,
da već imamo nekoliko lepih odgovora.
The Bhagavad Gita is giving three points which we have to give up.
Bhagavad Gita opisuje tri stvari koje moramo ostaviti.
Vitaraga bhaya krodha mang maya mang upashrita bahavo jnana tapasa Putam matbhavam agata. Freed from attachment, fear and anger, many great souls in the past have obtained transcendental love for me through knowledge about me.
Oslobođeni od straha, vezanosti i gneva, mnoge velike duše u prošlosti su
Free from attachment, fear and anger, many great souls in the past have obtained a love for me through knowledge about me.
Mnoge velike duše u prošlosti su stekle ljubav prema meni kroz znanje o meni.
Let us first study attachment.
Da prvo razmotrimo vezanost.
Vezanost means a pain.
Vezanost znači bol.
It means something which makes us unfree.
To znači nešto što nas čini neslobodnim.
It's the strongest chain.
To je najsnažniji najsnažnija karika lanca.
Although we can't see it.
Iako je ne možemo vidjeti.
It is attachment which binds a person to war against another nation.
To je vezanost koja vezuje osobu za rat protiv druge nacije.
It is attachment which is making a parent furious when his child comes to Krishna consciousness.
Vezanost je ta koja čini roditelja besnim kada njegovo dete dođe u svjesnost Krishne.
It is attachment which forces us to lead a meaningless life.
Vezanost je ta koja nas prisiljava da živimo besmislen život.
It is attachment which forces us to go back to a miserable life.
Vezanost je ta koja nas prisiljava da se vratimo bednom životu.
Like the worm which is taken out from the stool but which returns pleasantly into the aggressively smelling substance.
Poput crva koji se izvadi iz izmeta, ali se sa zadovoljstvom vraća u supstancu oštrog neprijatnog mirisa.
It is attachment which drags our minds away from Krishna to the material world.
Vezanost je ta koja odlači naše umove od Krišne ka materijalnom svetu.
The second thing to overcome is fear.
Sljedeća stvar koju je potrebno prevazići je strah.
The living entity is always fearful because he thinks his enjoyment can be disturbed.
Živo biće se uvijek boji jer misli da se njegovo uživanje može poremetiti.
And therefore it often tends to defend itself.
Iz toga uvijek ono ima tendenciju da se brani.
Have you ever noticed this tendency in your mind?
Da li ste ikada primetili tu tendenciju u vašem umu?
Someone says, you made a mistake.
Neko vam kaže, počinio si grešku.
The mind said, no, it was the circumstance, it was not me.
Um kaže, ne, kriva je okolnost, nisam ja kriv.
We are afraid to look into the truth.
Bojimo se da pogledamo istinu u oči.
That we are actually very small and insignificant.
Da smo mi u stvari vrlo mali i beznačajni.
Fear also manifests in being afraid to completely surrender to Krishna.
Strah se također manifestuje u strahu od potpunog predavanja Krishna.
What will happen with me if I surrender?
Šta će se desiti sa mnom ako se predam?
Where will be my security?
Gdje će biti moja sigurnost?
Maybe it is all not true.
Možda sve to nije istina.
Maybe Krishna consciousness only good to get some peace of mind, but it is nothing to base one's life upon.
Možda je svjesnost Krishna dobra da se stekne nekakav mir uma, ali nije vredna da se čitav život zasniva na njoj.
And fear can be of course fear of death, fear of disease, fear of not being recognized and accepted by others, and so on and so forth.
I također se možemo bojati smrti, bolesti ili toga da nas drugi ne priznaju, da nas ne poštuju i tako dalje.
In Krishna consciousness we should give up fear.
U svjesnosti Krishna trebamo napustiti strah.
Knowing well that Krishna is always together with us.
Znajući dobro da je Krishna uvijek sa nama.
And if we surrender to Krishna, then wonderful things can be can come without our own doing.
I ako se predamo Krishni, divne stvari se mogu desiti bez našeg posebnog napora.
Even the fear of death can be overcome.
Čak se i strah od smrti može prevazići.
I will tell you about one Mataji from Russia who received the notice that she would soon die of a bad cancer, deadly cancer.
Ispričat ću vam o jednoj Mataji iz Rusije koja je dobila informaciju da će uskoro umreti od zločudnog raka.
At the beginning she didn't want to accept.
U početku nije htjela da prihvati tu činjenicu.
But then it was apparent she would soon have to die.
Ali onda je bilo jasno da će uskoro morati da umre.
So the let me remember So it became so bad that she had to take morphium against the pain.
Njeno stanje je postalo toliko loše da je morala da bol suzbija sa morfijumom.
Morfijum. Do you know morfijum?
Znate šta je morfijum?
So it so happened so she asked her spiritual master, should I take morfijum? Morfijum.
Ona je zapitala svog duhovnog učitelja da li da da li da uzimam taj morfijum.
Now this is a difficult question.
To je teško pitanje.
Because at the time of death your consciousness will decide where you go.
Jer u trenutku smrti vaša svjesnost će u zavisnosti od vaše svjesnosti ćete otići na određeno odredište.
And if you are intoxicated then your consciousness will be blurred, so to say, and there might be Maya inside the mind.
I ako ste opijeni, vaša svjesnost može biti zamagljena i u njoj može biti Maya.
At the other hand, however, the pain of cancer can be excruciatingly bad.
S druge strane, bol od raka može biti izuzetno snažan.
It is very difficult to concentrate when your mind is completely in pain.
Veoma je teško koncentrisati se kada u vašem umu veliki bol.
So what you have done?
Šta biste vi uradili?
Interesting question, isn't it?
Zanimljivo pitanje, zar ne?
Yes?
Molili bismo Krišnu da pomogne.
That's fine.
To je lepo.
But what now? What should have Niranjana was the spiritual master. What should he have answered? Pray Krishna to help.
Niranjana Swami bio njen duhovni učitelj. Šta je on trebao da je odgovori? Moli Krishnu za pomoć.
But she did that.
Ali ona je to učinila.
Her question was, she wrote, I'm praying to Krishna to help, but what should I do in regards to morphium? Should I not take? Or should I take?
Ona je to napisala svom duhovnom učitelju. Ja molim Krišnu da mi pomogne, ali šta da radim u vezi sa morfijumom? Da li da ga uzmem ili ne?
No. No, no morfijum.
No.
Do you know how painful it is? How intense pain can be?
Da li znate koliko snažan bol možemo imati?
It can be so intense, it can drive you crazy.
To može biti toliko snažno da možete poludjeti od toga.
I mean, now we sit here, it is quite comfortable.
Sada sedimo ovdje, prilično je udobno.
A little cold.
Malo je hladno.
And the mind is a little depressed because it's winter.
I um je malo depresivan zato što je zima.
But there's not much suffering.
Ali nema toliko puno patnje.
Most probably there will be prasadam soon.
Najvjerovatno uskoro će biti prasadam.
And our ashrams are warm.
I naši ashrami se zagreju, budu topli.
If it gets a little bit too bad, we can just rest a little longer.
I ako postane previše hladno, možemo se odmoriti malo duže.
Our stomach is a little empty and there's a little pain inside.
Ako je naš stomak malo prazan i osjećamo mali bol unutra.
But that's no pain.
Ali to nije bol.
I mean, pain means you have like a sword in your body and you can't fall unconscious.
Bol znači da imate, da ste svjesni i da imate nož zabijen u vaše telo. Da ste svjesni istovremeno. Isto u nesvjesni.
You are this morning very passive in your brains. Do you know this?
Ovog jutra ste vrlo pasivni u vašim mozgovima. Da li ste primetili?
It's not a good sign.
To nije dobar znak.
And so, I will give... And Niranjana Swami wrote, if it gets too bad, take morphium, but in very small doses, as little as possible.
Niranjana Swami odgovorio, ako postane previše loše, uzmi morfijum, ali što je moguće manje, u što je moguće manje dozi.
Now this Mataji, when she understood that she would die and there would be and the state of her consciousness would determine where she would go, she decided not to take morphium.
Ali kada je ta Mataji shvatila da će uskoro umreti i da će stanje njene svesnosti u trenutku smrti odrediti gdje će ići, odlučila je da ne uzima morfijum.
And Krishna helped.
I Krishna je pomogao.
She could concentrate on Krishna at the last point of her life.
Mogla je da se koncentriše na Krishnu u posljednjem trenutku života.
And return back home, back to Godhead.
I da se vrati nazad kući Bogu.
This is a good example of being freed from fear.
To je dobar primjer oslobođenosti od straha.
A material life, no one can be free from fear.
U materijalnom životu niko ne može biti slobodan od straha.
But in spiritual life it is possible.
Ali u duhovnom životu je moguće.
By being Krishna conscious.
Tako što smo svjesni Krishne.
In any situation if you remember Krishna, the fear goes.
U bilo kojoj situaciji ako se sjećate Krishne, strah nestaje.
And anger.
I gnev.
That's the third point we have to be free from.
To je treća stvar od koje se moramo osloboditi.
We usually get angry if our expectations have not been fulfilled.
Obično se razljutimo kada se naša očekivanja ne ispune.
It goes like this. After desire comes frustration and then anger.
Nakon želje dolazi frustracija i onda gnev.
Many times one can see this in when one looks around how people's desires are frustrated and how as a result they become angry.
Mnogo puta možemo vidjeti kako ljudi ne mogu da ispune svoje želje zbog toga su frustrirani i postaju gnevni.
So in Krishna consciousness we can actually give anger up by seeing Krishna in every situation.
U svjesnosti Krishne možemo se osloboditi gneva tako što vidimo Krishnu u svakoj situaciji.
Even if something doesn't work the way we want it to work, we can understand here is Krishna teaching me a lesson.
Čak i ako nešto ne ide onako kako smo mi htjeli, možemo shvatiti evo Krishna me poučava, Krishna mi daje lekciju.
And if we manage to see Krishna in everything, our situation will change completely.
I ako uspijemo da vidimo Krishnu svemu, naša situacija će se potpuno promijeniti.
Krishna is so powerful.
Krishna je toliko moćan.
Krishna is so merciful.
Krishna je toliko milostiv.
Krishna waits for the devotee to turn his attention towards him.
Krishna čeka da bhakta usmeri svoju pažnju na njega.
And when he sees that the devotee does so, he becomes highly satisfied with the devotee.
I kada vidi da bhakta to čini, postaje jako zadovoljan sa bhaktom.
And he makes all the arrangements that the devotee can always be Krishna conscious and never forget him.
I pravi sve aranžmane da bhakta može uvijek biti svjestan Krishne i nikada ga ne zaboraviti.
Instead of getting angry, try to understand what Krishna wants to teach you by the situation.
Umjesto da se ljutite u određenoj situaciji, pokušajte da shvatite šta Krishna želi da vas nauči u toj situaciji.
And then even a situation which might have appeared to you to be an obstacle for your life can become helpful.
I onda čak i situacija koja vam izgleda kao prepreka u vašem životu može biti situacija koja vam pomaže.
So as I said, Krishna is always there on the transcendental platform waiting for us.
Kao što sam rekao, Krishna je uvijek prisutan na transcendentalnom nivou i čeka na nas.
However, our duty is to take the curtain of Maya down.
Međutim, naša dužnost je da skinemo zavesu Maje.
I must tell you about a Vedic ceremony in Udupi, which is gives a very nice example for this.
Moram vam opisati vedsku ceremoniju u Udupiju, koja veoma lepo ilustruje to.
I very strongly desire to make this ceremony in the Navayiyar and the Shinga Chetra farm for the next festival, but I don't know if it's possible.
Ja imam snažnu želju da napravim tu ceremoniju na Navayiyar and Shinga Chetra za sljedeći festival, ali ne znam da li je to moguće.
It goes like this, the deity is outside,
božanstvo je van,
and there is a curtain before the deity.
Ispred božanstva je postavljena zavesa.
So at one stage, the pujari puts fire to the curtain.
U jednom trenutku pujari zapali zavesu.
And it goes within a second, because there's oil inside, it goes like, and you can see Krishna. So nice. It's called the fire darshan.
I pošto je zavesa namazana uljem, veoma brzo se zapali i za sekundu možete vidjeti Krishnu. To je veoma, veoma lepo i to se naziva vatreni darshan.
It's like, very, 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 touches the heart. Wow. Go like this. So, in a similar way, there is a curtain between us and Krishna.
Na sličan način postoji zavesa između nas i Krishna.
Our attachment,
naša vezanost,
our fear,
naš strah,
and our anger,
i naš gnev.
And the devotee, we should take the fire of Krishna consciousness.
Mi trebamo uzeti vatru svjesnosti Krishne.
The fire of surrender.
Vatru predavanja.
And it will make and then we can be with Krishna.
I ona će spaliti to i onda možemo biti sa Krishnom.
In any situation.
U svakoj situaciji.
So I will talk only short this morning.
Ovog jutra sam htio da kratko govorim.
Thank you very much for listening. Do you have any questions regarding these points?
Hvala vam puno što ste slušali. Da li imate pitanje u vezi sa ovim stvarima?
I want to make sum it up what I said.
Želim sažeto opisati ono što sam rekao.
Krishna is always there.
Krishna je uvijek tu.
We can be together with Krishna now.
Možemo biti sa Krishnom zajedno sada.
But because of the curtain of our material consciousness.
Ali zbog zavese naše materijalne svjesnosti.
We are not with Krishna.
Mi nismo sa Krishnom.
Therefore, we must learn to surrender to Krishna in every situation of our life.
Stoga moramo naučiti da se predajemo Krishni u svakoj situaciji našeg života.
On the street.
Na ulici.
Even in the lecture, we must surrender. Now I'm going to listen. My dear fix yourself.
Čak i na lekciji se moramo predati. Dragi moj ume, usredsredi se.
We have to learn. Even when we are in not yet in the temple, we have to learn to surrender to Krishna. Nevertheless,
čak i ako još uvijek ne živimo u hramu, moramo naučiti da se predamo Krishni ipak.
In programs we have to learn to surrender to Krishna.
Na programima moramo naučiti da se predamo Krishni.
I remember the last program, not this one, but the program before, we were in a school in Novi Sad.
Sjećam se ranije kada smo bili na programu u školi u Novom Sadu.
And it was so loud.
I bilo je toliko glasno.
The people had ants in their pants, and they always were full. They were so restless.
Ljudi su imali mrave u pantalonama i bili su toliko nemirni.
You couldn't hold their attention even for 1 minute.
Niste mogli ni jedan minut zadržati njihovu pažnju.
Do you remember, Maurari? It was, and they. I think they were drunk. A few were drunk on beer. Pivo.
Mislim da je nekolicina bila pijena od piva.
And in one corner they were lying down like alcoholics.
U jednom uglu su ležali kao alkoholičari.
And shouting.
I vikali.
And I started to get frustrated.
Ja sam počeo da osjećam frustraciju.
I had a beautiful lecture but I couldn't give it because no one was able to concentrate the
Pripremio sam divnu lekciju, ali je nisam mogao dati, jer niko nije mogao koncentrisati svoj um.
And, you know, it was like being amongst the wolves.
Osjećali smo se kao da smo među vukovima.
And asses.
I magarcima.
And camels.
I kamelama.
But still, I thought, well, Krishna, what do you want us to do now?
Ali ipak pomislio sam, Krishna, šta želiš sada da uradimo?
And I thought, well, now I have to surrender.
Pomislio sam, sada se moram predati.
Chant very good.
Mantrati veoma lepo.
Really concentrate on Krishna.
Snažno se koncentrisati na Krishna.
Speak as much as possible.
Govoriti što je moguće više.
Encourage them to chant.
Ohrabriti ih da pevaju.
Be positive and very enthusiastic.
Biti pozitivan i vrlo entuzijastičan.
And I remember after the program, one girl came. She looked exactly like Ishvari.
Sjećam se, nakon programa je prišla jedna devojka i izgledala isto kao Ishvari.
And I just preached to her.
Ja sam je propovedao.
She was drunken.
Bila pijana.
And could only understand maybe 10%.
I mogla je shvatiti od toga samo 10%.
But she came yesterday and said, "Thank you so much. This has helped me."
Ali je juče došla na program i rekla mi je, "Puno vam hvala, to mi je jako pomoglo."
Now I'm also on the path of to Krishna.
Sada sam i ja na putu ka Krishni.
So in any situation, if you just surrender to Krishna, something wonderful can come out.
Dakle, u svakoj situaciji, ako se samo predate Krishni, nešto divno će se desiti.
Never allow that your mind is overcome by any of these ugly material curtains.
Nikada ne dozvolite da vaš um prekrije bilo koja od tih ružnih materijalnih zavesa.
Attachment, fear and anger.
Vezano strah i gnev.
No, in this lifetime you have the possibility to dance with Krishna.
U ovom životu možete steći mogućnost da plešete sa Krishnom.
To live with Krishna.
Da živite sa Krishnom.
To eat with Krishna.
Da jedete sa Krishnom.
Yes, you can eat prasadam with Krishna.
Da, možete jesti prasadam sa Krishnom.
Why not?
Zašto ne?
But you have to surrender.
Ali morate se predati.
Don't be afraid.
Ne bojte se.
Best is you surrender today. Best is you surrender today.
Najbolje je da se predate danas.
This was shocking.
To je bilo šokantno.
But it will help us.
Ali to će nam pomoći.
What is this life?
Šta je ovaj život?
Chewing the chewed, that's all.
Žvakanje prožvakanog, to je sve.
Everything you have seen, which you see here, you have seen already.
Sve što vidite u ovom svetu, već ste videli.
Everything you can experience in this life, you have experienced already.
Sve što možete doživjeti u ovom životu, već ste doživjeli.
There was, you were living a life in the water, as a fish.
Živjeli ste život kao riba u vodi.
The fish. Mm-hmm. You were eating, sleeping, drinking a lot.
Jeli ste spavali, puno pili?
That was not all. You were eating, sleeping, having sex, everything. As a fish. In the water.
Kao riba u vodi.
It gets shocking for a kura.
Jeli ste spavali, imali sex?
Everything you did.
Sve ste uradili.
You even passed stool as a fish.
Čak ste prazili creva kao riba.
Nothing is new.
Ništa nije novo.
You did it all.
Sve ste to već činili.
You have seen it all.
Videli već sve.
Many brahmas came and go.
Mnogi brahme su došli i otišli.
You were still in a material body, somewhere trying to enjoy with your senses the objects of the senses.
I vi ste još uvijek bili u vašem materijalnom telu i negdje pokušavali da uživate sa vašim čulima predmete čula.
At least in this lifetime.
Barem u ovom životu.
We should break through this curtain of Maya.
Trebamo se probiti kroz tu zavisu Maje.
And become enthusiastic devotees.
I postati entuzijastični bhakte.
Now, to be able to think of Krishna.
Da biste mogli da mislite na Krishnu.
We must know who he is.
Mi moramo znati ko je on.
We must therefore read about him.
Stoga moramo čitati o njemu.
I know our devotees in Beograd don't read enough.
Znam da naši bhakte u Beogradu ne čitaju dovoljno.
I'm getting letters.
Dobijam pisma.
Therefore I know.
Stoga znam.
Please hear about Krishna more.
Molim vas, slušajte više o Krishni.
Because only if you remember to think of Krishna,
Molim vas, slušajte više o Krishni.
Because only if you remember to think of Krishna, your life can be full of ecstasy.
Jer samo ako se sjećate da trebate misliti na Krishnu, vaš život može biti pun zanosa.
So this I wanted to say.
To sam htio reći.
I want to say much more.
Želim još više reći.
We will do so in the different lectures which we have.
Ali to ćemo uraditi na različitim lekcijama koje imamo.
We also have very nice program.
Oh, because Krishna, you know, I sometimes get very angry and
yes.
After one second I know he's better, but yeah. I may be ruined in this situation. I don't know how to react to my past.
Yes.
Pitanje je da se Sivananda s vami rekao da u svakoj situaciji trebamo prepoznati Krišnu i ne dozvoliti gnevu da se manifestuje, kontrolisati gnev. A sad, Matisa Mohodar je pitala da kada ima vremena da prepozna situaciju i da vidi Krišnu situaciju, kada je više vremena, onda je to moguće učiniti, ali kada je jako kratko vreme, kada neko iznenada dođe pa recimo uznemiri situaciju i tome slično, onda se trenutno manifestuje gnev i kako sada to prevazići u takvim situacijama kada je recimo vremenski tesnac i tome slično.
Remembrance of Krishna can be trained.
Sećanje na Krišnu se može vežbati.
It won't come without training.
Neće doći bez treninga.
It is just like any other subject which has to be trained.
To je kao bilo koja druga stvar koja se mora vežbati.
When such situations appear, as you have mentioned, you have to start somewhere.
Kada se takve situacije pojave, iznenada kao što si spomenula, moraš početi od nečega.
Now to think, for instance, you know, there will be a program.
Na primjer, znaš da će biti program.
And then you, when one makes a program, there are many things which can go wrong.
I kada se priprema program, mnoge stvari mogu poći naopako.
So before the program,
pre programa,
one should preach to one's mind.
Trebamo propovedati svome umu.
And understand, well, I am not the doer.
I shvatiti, ja nisam vršilac djelatnosti.
I am dependent on Krishna.
Ja zavisim od Krishne.
So whatever happens, Krishna is the one in control.
I šta god da se desi, Krishna kontroliše situaciju.
Not a grass can move without Krishna.
Ni travka se ne može pokrenuti bez Krishne.
The wind cannot blow without Krishna.
Vetar ne može duvati bez Krishne.
See, the remembrance of Krishna comes from a certain attitude.
Sećanje na Krishnu dolazi od određenog stava.
It cannot come in a mind which is arrogant.
Ne može doći u um koji je arrogantan.
It only can come in the mind which is humble.
Već samo u um koji je ponizan.
From this you can see how Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition of the mind.
Iz toga možete vidjeti kako svjesnost Krišne nije nešto što se veštački nameće umu.
It comes from a certain attitude.
Dolazi od određenog stava.
Of humility before Krishna.
Stava poniznosti pred Krišnom.
Only the anger and other bad qualities can only come if we are not humble.
Gnev i druge loše osobine mogu samo doći kada nismo ponizni.
We can't control anger in a situation which is very intense, which is, you know, like which is coming like this, if we don't have the right mood.
Ne možemo kontrolisati gnev u situaciji koja je vrlo intenzivna ili koja vrlo brzo dođe ako nemamo pravilno raspoloženje, pravilan stav.
The similar statement can be made in regards to pride.
Slična izjava se može dati u vezi sa ponosom.
How do you give pride? Give up pride.
Kako napuštamo ponos?
You may sometimes go like this.
Ponekad možete ovako ići.
And artificially there might be a show of humility.
I veštački praviti show od poniznosti.
But everyone is disturbed.
Ali svako je uznemiren.
I do have a disciple who is like this, who tries to always artificially be humble, and everyone goes like.
Imam učenika koji uvijek pokušava veštački biti ponizan i svi su uznemireni s time.
See, these qualities are not a play.
Te odlike nisu
theater.
Nisu pozorište, predstav.
They come by spiritual advancement.
One dolaze sa duhovnim napretkom.
By understanding how insignificant you are.
Sa razumevanjem koliko smo beznačajni.
I had a very great realization in this last journey in India.
Imao sam u mom posljednjem putovanju u Indiju imao sam veoma lepu realizaciju u vezi s tim.
I sat down to give a lecture.
Seo sam da dam lekciju.
But all of a sudden I had the feeling I had to vomit.
Iznenada sam osjetio da moram povraćati.
So I said just each minute, 5 minutes, and I went into the fields and came back afterwards.
Ja sam rekao izvinite samo mi treba 5 minuta, otišao sam u polje i vratio se za 5 minuta.
So then I continued the lecture.
Onda sam nastavio lekciju.
After 10 minutes it was worse even.
Nakon 10 minuta osjetio sam se još gore.
Izvinite 10 minutes.
Izvinite samo 10 minuta.
Again went to the field.
Opet sam otišao u polje.
This time I didn't return.
Ovog puta se nisam vratio.
It was so bad.
Bilo je toliko loše.
It came from three holes here, well, anyway, three holes of the body.
Povraćao sam kroz tri otvora na telu.
And I lost my consciousness.
I rasvestio sam se.
It was not the field, it was near the street, on the side of the street.
To nije bilo polje, to je bilo na jednoj strani ulice.
Finally I woke up.
Konačno sam se probudio.
There was only the full moon looking at me.
Bio je prisutan samo puni mjesec koji me je posmatrao.
And a little dog.
I mali pas.
Who licked up my vomit.
Koji je lizao ono što sam povratio.
And I realized I'm very insignificant.
I shvatio sam da sam vrlo beznačajan.
People may say, oh, Sachinandan Swami this, Sachinandan Swami that. But I'm lying here on the side of the road. Only a dog is my friend now. And I'm dying.
Ljudi mogu reći Sachinandana Swami ovo, Sachinandana Swami ono, ali ja ovdje ležim pored puta, jedini moj prijatelj je pas i umirem.
Pas means dog, huh?
Yes.
Yes, pas. So I became a little more humble.
Postao sam malo više ponizan.
Did me very good.
To je dobro delovalo na mene.
One feels very, very good if one is humble.
Osoba se osjeća veoma, veoma dobro ako je ponizna.
Because then one is natural.
Jer onda je prirodna.
Our position is a very humble one.
Naš položaj i jeste vrlo ponizan.
We are in this big piece of meat called the body.
Mi se nalazimo u ovom velikom parčetu mesa koje se zove telo.
And we have this bigger piece, the mind, around us.
Imamo još veće parče, um oko nas.
We have to die.
Moramo umreti.
We have to get old.
Moramo ostariti.
We can't control anything.
Ne možemo ništa kontrolisati.
Best is we become a humble servant of Krishna as soon as possible.
Najbolje je da postanemo što je moguće pre ponizni sluga Krishna.
It is an attitude.
Radi se o stavu.
To become free of pride and anger and lust and greed and all these brothers and sisters of Maya. It comes only if you have a spiritual attitude.
Samo ako neko ima duhovni stav, može se osloboditi od različitih braće i sestara Maje, kao što su ponos, gnev, požuda, pohlepa.
Of course there are little psychological tricks.
Naravno postoje mali psihološki trikovi.
When you feel you get anger, angry, you have to you could go deep into the feeling.
Kada osjetiš da te obuzima gnev, možeš zaći dublje u taj osjećaj.
Usually there is a misunderstanding when you get angry.
Kada se razljuti, te onda obično dolazi do pogrešnog razumevanja.
The misunderstanding is that somehow you will be happy if you harm a person, if you retaliate.
Pogrešno razumevanje je da na neki način neću biti sretan ako povredim drugu osobu, ako se osvetim.
For instance, if I'm getting angry on Akrura as a translator.
Na primjer, ako se ja razljutim na Akruru kao prevodioca.
I'm not, because he is a very good translator, but just as an example.
Ja se ne ljutim na njega, ali samo radi primjera.
Then I think, well, if I'm telling him, you are not a good translator. You are like 10 dear Shantas at one, in one. If I retaliate.
Ako sam osvetoljubiv, ako želim da se osvetim.
Akura, you don't get any prasadam from me because you have translated so bad.
Akura, nećeš dobiti od mene nikakav prasadam jer si tako loše prevodio.
And I'm very angry at him.
I vrlo sam ljut na njega.
Then I'm thinking, oh, I will enjoy by this.
Onda mislim, uživat ću na taj način.
By letting him suffer, I will enjoy.
Tako što mu nanesem patnju, uživat ću.
But that's a mistake.
Ali to je greška.
How can you enjoy if you let any if you are angry towards someone and try to harm him?
Kako možete uživati ako ste ljuti na nekoga i pokušate da ga povredite?
This is an explanation by Vyasadev.
To je objasnio Vyasadev.
Very interesting. Vyasadev talks about psychology. It's very interesting.
Vyasadev veoma interesantno govori o psihologiji.
I want to write an article about this because I feel many people would appreciate our philosophy with these somewhat more detailed analysis.
Ja bih želio da napišem članak o tome jer mislim da mnogi ljudi će ceniti više našu filozofiju uz takve detaljne analize.
But the best is to remember to see Krishna in all situations.
Ali najbolje je vidjeti Krishnu u svim situacijama.
And that needs to be practiced.
I to se treba vežbati.
And it can come when the attitude is right.
I to može se postići kada je stav pravilan.
That I am a small, insignificant something.
Ja sam mali, beznačajan.
I personally do this before every time before I give big preaching programs.
Ja lično to uvijek radim pre nego što dajem velike propovjedačke programe.
Because so many things can go in a different way than one thinks.
Jer toliko puno stvari se može odvijati na drugačiji način nego što planiramo.
Usually when I don't do it, I sometimes it's not so nice.
Obično kada to ne učinim, onda ne bude tako lepo. To nije tako lepo.
I think you were Dalibor is your name, isn't it? There's Willibor and there's Dalibor. Both are bore at the end. Sve, Reća.
Čini sutra je posljednji put kad je bio spomenuo da mi imamo četiri tendenciju da idemo iz jedne krajnosti u drugu. Rekao da najbolje uspostaviti taj balans između toga. Koji je pravilan stav, jednostavno, na koji način treba delovati da bi uspostavili taj balans? Konkretno, recimo, kad radimo službu, onda ne možemo čitati i obrnuti.
Shirokine Sutta Prabhu last time said that we always have a tendency to go from one extreme to another. So how to properly, while we are acting, establish that balance? He is giving example that, for example, when we are serving, then we cannot read, or vice versa.
You have to practice Krishna consciousness according to directions. That will help.
Moraš primjenjivati svjesnost Krishna prema uputstvima, to će ti pomoći.
But if you practice Krishna consciousness just according to the way you think it should be done, then there is great risk of, you know, just doing extremes.
Ali ako praktikuješ svjesnost Krishna na način na koji ti misliš da trebaš praktikovati, onda ćeš ići u krajnosti.
For instance, you could become a workaholic.
Na primjer, možeš postati vezan za rad. Radoholik.
Like alcoholic, workaholic.
Radoholik.
What? Radoholik. Radoholik. You can become a radoholic. But then you are not following Krishna consciousness.
Ali onda ne slediš proces svjesnosti Krishna.
It's just like if, you know, I say I must go brzo to Niš.
Recimo, ako ja kažem moram brzo ići u Niš.
As brzo as possible.
Što je moguće brže.
Not wasting any time.
Ni malo vremena da ne protratim.
And Bhakta Uva says, but we have to put diesel into the car.
A Bhakta Uva kaže, moramo sipati diesel u auto.
I say, no, you must go brzo, that is 5 minutes we waste.
Ali ja kažem, ne, moramo brzo ići, izgubit ćemo 5 minuta.
Then I'm not practicing driving according to the rules.
Onda ja ne uređujem da se vožu prema pravilima.
So in the same way there are rules for developing Krishna consciousness. And you have to follow them all.
I moraš ih sve slediti.
How can you live in Krishna consciousness without reading enough?
Kako možeš živjeti u svjesnosti Krishna bez dovoljno čitanja?
You will come on the mentalni nivo.
Doći ćeš na mentalni nivo.
So, to stop being an extremist, you have to follow the rules.
Da bi prestao da budeš ekstremista, moraš slediti pravila.
Sachi Sutta Jaya Prada. Jaya Sachi Sutta Jaya Prada, isn't it? Only Sachi Sutta. Yeah.
And this message is a virtue is properly chanted and heard. Yeah. So what does it mean that this message should be properly chanted and heard?
Rečeno je u Šrimad Bhagavatam u prvom pevanju da gospodin koji se nalazi u srcu kao paramatma čisti želju bhakte za uživanje materije ako on pravilno sluša i recituje njegovu poruku. Šta to znači pravilno slušati i recitovati njegovu poruku?
There are several answers.
Postoje nekoliko odgovora.
One is you have to be attentive.
Jedan je moraš pažljivo slušati.
When you are not attentive to the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam or the holy name, it won't act.
Ako pažljivo ne slušaš temu Srimad Bhagavatama ili svetog imena, onda neće delovati.
So you can only be attentive if your mind is properly situated.
Možeš biti pažljiv, skoncentrisan samo ako je tvoj um pravilno situiran.
If it is free from material desires.
Ako je slobođen materijalnih želja.
Then you can be really attentive.
Onda možeš biti zaista pažljiv.
And your living habits must be pure.
I tvoje životne navike moraju biti čiste.
You must be pure in your eating, sleeping, mating and defending.
Moraš biti čist u svom jedenju, spavanju, razmnožavanju i branjenju.
Then you can be fully attentive.
Onda možeš biti potpuno pažljiv.
You will be interested to hear that all the offenses against the holy name come from one thing, that inattentive chanting.
Zanimljivo će te da čuješ da sve uvrede u pevanju svetih imena potiču od jedne stvari, a to je nepažljivo pevanje mantranje.
So to properly hear and chant means to be attentive.
Pravilno slušati i pevati znači biti pažljiv.
And that we need to train.
I to moramo vežbati.
Yes. Yes. The transcendental message.
To se odnosi na Srimad Bhagavatam i na sveto ime također. Da, na transcendentalnu poruku.
Srila Prabhupada gives this explanation in one of the purports in the first canto. He says, full attention can be given only in a mind which is pure.
Srila Prabhupada to objašnjava u jednom od komentara prvog pevanja. On kaže, samo um koji je čist može biti potpuno pažljiv.
And the mind can be only pure if you are pure in the, its habits, in your life habits.
A um može biti čist ako si čist u životnim navikama.
Yes, there was some... What is your name?
Srivas.
Srivas. Not Srinivas. But never knows these days, you know. One might give a name which is already there in the temple. Good, Srivas.
Da li može nekako to da objasni, jer to je teško shvatiti u stvari ovako spodobljeno na materiju.
In one purpose in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains
yes.
That to follow the instruction of the spiritual master, if one follows strictly the spiritual master, he can see Krishna face to face. He says that it's hard to understand from the external material point of view, if you can explain.
No, it's not hard.
Nije teško.
The spiritual master will instruct you to become a loving servant of Krishna.
Duhovni učitelj će ti dati uputstvo da postaneš sluga Krishne s ljubavlju.
Even if it takes several lifetimes.
Čak i ako za to treba nekoliko života.
Finally, you will come to understand I'm a loving servant of Krishna.
Konačno ćeš shvatiti da si sluga Krishne s ljubavlju.
Bhakti amang abhijanati javanya shashmitatva. And by this bhakti, you will be able to see Krishna.
Kroz proces bhakti moći ćeš da vidiš Krishna.
Easy.
Lako.
But it might take some time to understand the instructions of the spiritual master.
Ali može ti uzeti nešto vremena, treba će ti nešto vremena da shvatiš uputstvo duhovnog učitelja.
The earlier you understand, the better.
Što pre shvatiš, to bolje.
And the earlier you can follow them all, also the better.
I što pre ih možeš sve slediti, to bolje.
So I think everyone... we should come to a natural end. It is now a little late. Thank you very, very much. Again, I want to say it's very nice that you all have come. Sorry that I could come. You have not gone anywhere. I have come to Beograd. In my dreams, I was waking up, Moi Beograd, Moi Beograd. And please, it would be nice if everyone could, if we could all spend nice time in Krishna consciousness together.
Meni je drago da sam ponovo došao u Beograd. Budio sam se noćima i mislio na moj Beograd, moj Beograd. Biće lepo ako možete zajedno provesti vreme u svesnosti Krišne.
Yes. Please come to all the programs.
Molim vas, dođite na sve programe.
Don't be late like today.
Nemojte kasniti kao danas.
I know most of you had to be late because we went to bed so late.
Znam da većina od vas je morala da zakasni jer smo tako kasno otišli na odmaranje.
So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.